This is KCUR 89.3. President Trump's threats to disrupt trade with Mexico aren't just concerning people south of the border. Each time Trump attacks NAFTA, the executives at a 130-year-old railroad headquartered in downtown Kansas City hold their breath. Like a lot of U.S. companies, cross-border trade accounts for a lot of Kansas City Southern's business. And as KCUR's Frank Morris reports, its outlook may be unsettling.
I'm standing in a rail yard where Kansas City Southern trains are assembled to head south to Mexico, carrying American corn, chemicals, and car parts. Well, they come back loaded with stuff like refrigerators, finished cars, and beer. This is old school, steel in the ground, heavy industry, built slowly over decades, largely around trade with Mexico.
They are the NAFTA railroad, so anything that's going to negatively impact potential trade with Mexico is going to be a negative for Kansas City Southern.
And Jason Seidel, who's a railroad analyst with Cohen & Company, says Donald Trump's presidency threatens that trade. He's targeted the nearly $60 billion trade deficit with Mexico by threatening to punish companies moving production there and adding a tariff. As he told Scott Pelley on 60 Minutes, he's taking a hard look at it.
But there is a North American free trade agreement.
And there shouldn't be. It's a disaster.
But it is okay, there.
Yes,
if you're president, you're going to have to live with it.
We will either renegotiate it or we will break it.
The stock market is up sharply since Trump's election, with investors betting that lower taxes and less regulation will boost most companies' bottom lines. The Dow Jones Railroad Index has climbed about 25% since the election. But Seidel says that Trump's protectionist threats have pushed down the price of Kansas City Southern stock.
Uncertainty is sort of the number one killer for stock performance, and that's what we have right now. We're one tweet away from it underperforming the group that day, and, you know, based on the president's current tweet rate, I mean, that's that could be a lot of tweets between now and the end of the year.
And it's not just tweets.
Ford Motor Company executives say they are dropping plans to build a $1.6 billion assembly plant in Mexico.
This was a big plant, and it was going to be served by Kansas City Southern, and it had business going north and south, and that would have been a minor blow. I think the symbolism makes it a major blow.
Tony Hatch with ABH Consulting says Kansas City Southern serves about a dozen other Mexican auto assembly plants, so losing one new one isn't crushing. But Hatch says that President Trump is upending carefully laid plans on both sides of the border.
Southern, it's been very painful, right? So they've done everything they could. They've invested a lot of money. They've created a really good network. So all of a sudden, you know, if you're playing some kind of complicated game and you get, you know, right to the point where you're, if you're going to be a leader in the game, and they say, oh, so here's a new set of rules.
Of course, NAFTA has long inspired fierce opposition, traditionally from the left, and opponents argue that a new set of rules is long overdue. NAFTA's been in place for almost a quarter of a century. Its critics say the agreement has cost hundreds of thousands of American jobs and depressed American wages. Supporters say it's boosted trade with Mexico enormously and kept prices down for consumers. Andrew Seely, vice president of the Woodrow Wilson Center, argues that the free flow of capital and goods has actually preserved North American manufacturing.
Getting closer together on trade is a good thing for all the economies. It keeps us competitive in North America, that we're able to compete against, you know, Europe and Asia and other parts of the world. And a lot of companies like Kansas City Southern have made bets on this, have invested heavily in that trade relationship.
Few think trade between the U.S. and Mexico is likely to shut down altogether, but it's likely to change under this administration in ways that seem increasingly hard to predict. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Frank Morris.